Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. I'd like to extend a really warm welcome to Rasa Antanavičiūtė from Vilnius Museum, our partner from Lithuania. Welcome, Rasa. It's lovely to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia.
I mean, I do remember approaching you because Vilnius is a city that I had worked in myself. I had walked past your museum many times without coming through the doors. So I was very keen to have a Lithuanian partner. But tell me, why did you say yes? Why did you get involved in the project?
It's difficult to say no, you know, when the proposal is so interesting and so appealing. So there was some consideration because it's not the first creative culture project that Vilnius Museum was involved in. So we knew about the amount of paperwork and the amount of bureaucracy involved. And we were not sure at the very beginning that it's really the way to go. But then finally, the possibility to tackle the issues and the questions that we would not be able to tackle otherwise won and kind of made us decide to join. Also, we realized that without this project, we would miss an opportunity to talk some of the Vilnius communities that that we are interested in, and that's actually also kind of the purpose of Vilnius Museum, to communicate with as many different communities of Vilnius residents as possible. And Ulysses offered this opportunity, which was very generous. So we could actually combine something that came, the initiative that came from outside, and also the aims, purposes, and mission that Vilnius Museum has to combine those two things, and it worked perfectly well.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I think it's also, you were the second or third partner, third, episode three, weren't you? And I think you were actually a real groundbreaker, an example to other partners, because you did your symposium in a completely different way. And I think when we talked about everybody, every partner having to hold a symposium on their contemporary theme, yours being urban renewal and the reinvention of the city, I think people had this idea of, oh, we're going to sit in a serious conference hall and we're going to have a symposium. But you took a wonderfully unique look at that. How did you tell us what you did? And tell us how you got to that beautiful idea.
Thanks for all the compliments. Basically, we wanted to land with this project in three different districts of Vilnius. With all those three districts, they had different stories of redevelopment and renewal. And this is what was interesting for us and for the museum. But it was the first time we wanted to get in touch with them. So we thought that we need some soft, measures, some soft ways to kind of tame the residents and to introduce the museum. So we invited three professional guides to do guided tours in those districts for local residents as well as for us, for the museum people, but also for people who wanted to join, you know, from other parts of Vilnius. And they worked really well because people were not only listening to the guides, but also sharing their memories and their experiences. And only after those tours, so kind of getting in touch, getting to know the area better, we did the symposium and we invited the residents to, again, listen to some people who have experience in changing the urban space, creating new urban spaces for local residents, working with local communities, and so on and so forth. So we kind of wanted to look to to get an overview of practices that were already there in Lithuania, and then to take advantage of them and do something new within the Ulysses project. And finally, we had a workshop where this knowledge gained during the symposium could be applied. So we kind of made a role play, and residents were asked to solve a specific problem they choose of their residential area, and to go through, you know, all those steps. So the municipality, the idea, the municipality, the law, legal things, legal matters, and so on. So basically, this was the way.
And that led off towards the sculptural works eventually. Exactly. And we'll get to talk to you about that in a minute. But the river played a really important role in your project. And I know why, because you told me before, but it would be interesting to hear you talk about the river as an image, particularly in Vilnius, and how that impacted on this issue of urban renewal.
We took the keywords from Ulysses: rebirth, reinvention of the place, of the city, seriously. And this was kind of our, this was our idea, our main source of thoughts about how can we do it. And we thought that change and renewal is basically the river and the water, running water. And in Vilnius, we have two rivers. A small river runs through all those three districts that we have chosen. So basically, the river connected the different scenarios of redevelopment and rebirth of a former Soviet city. And this, for us, it worked perfectly well. So, this running water and then constant changes, and also those three districts with different scenarios.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful metaphor, really, for a city, isn't it? That sort of the constant presence of a constantly moving, changing river. I think it worked really beautifully. The very architectural public artworks that came out of your whole process were supposed to be temporary, mm-hmm. but I do believe that they're still there.
They are. That was also a very nice surprise for us, because, you know, my background is art history, and I did a lot of research about sculptural signs, memorial signs, commemoration in public space. Usually in Vilnius, it's a disaster. So I was kind of really reluctant to propose something permanent, because, you know, you never know what will come out, how the residents would accept it, how it will finally look like, because these are new artworks. So the idea was that we only create temporary public spaces during the warm season. So we open them in June and then dismantle them, deconstruct them in the end of September, so people could, and they would work as triggers for those public spaces that people could actually use for different purposes, for meetings, for events, for selfies, whatever, for dates, you know, and so on. This went according to a plan. We received permission from the municipality for temporary installations. But then somehow the installations, most of them were created together with the residents. The residents, in most cases, in two cases out of the three, they also told us where they would like to have those installations. So it was their decision. And finally, after they were installed and residents started using them or seeing them, there was an initiative that they really would like to keep it. It started in one place and then it spread to other places. And basically in August, we already knew, we made a little questionnaire on social media asking the residents whether they would like to keep them or to get rid of them. And finally, we knew that they would like all of them, all three districts would like to keep them, and the municipality agreed to receive them as a heritage of the project. So now they belong to Vilnius municipality and are still functional and standing there.
I think that's a beautiful legacy of the Vilnius leg of this odyssey. I think that's very wonderful. Just a final question, really, as you look back, is there a moment, have you got a highlight either at project level in terms of the consortium or within the context of your own city? What would you pick out as something that you will take with you going forward?
I think the most amazing part of the project were partner meetings, really. I know that in every project they are a highlight, but in this case, we had four of them, right? But it was it felt that it's never enough. And the fact that the project, it was really big. So you meet many people from different spheres of culture, very different practices, different experiences, but it was great to kind of feel the community and feel to be part of one group looking one direction. And this was really amazing and also enriching experience. It was interesting. Meetings were very well designed, and the content was really meaningful. So it was not a kind of formal meeting, you know, to check the paperwork, whatever, or, you know, check the financial balances, but it was connected with the content and made you think and feel rather than, you know, just do your duties. So that was really amazing. And I thank you, Claudia, for that too. And also for other organizers of the meetings.
No, thank you very much. They were very special. And for those who are listening to us, we had always intended to have three. We were going to meet in Paris, Zurich, or Trieste, Paris, and Zurich. The cities where Joyce had written Ulysses. And in fact, we all decided we wanted to meet again. So we did. We met again, an unscheduled extra gathering in Budapest, and then, of course, at the end in Dublin. So I would agree with you. I think they were very special gatherings, and you can do so much online.
But it's different. It's not the same.
No, this was much nicer, much nicer. Listen, Raza, thank you so much for joining me here today. And thank you for bringing Vilnius into the project and being such a wonderful part of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm sure it's not the end. It's the beginning.
Absolutely not. You don't get rid of me that quickly. Thank you.